Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to play Who Got Funky in the next segment. This is just something that popped into my mind, Crowder. We're playing Jay-Z here. But, you know, Kanye, Jay-Z made an album together.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, what's going on with Kanye West the past over the weekend?
And he walk around with pantyhose on his face.
right. He walk around with pantyhose on his face.
Maybe a little more to it. I don't understand. I just see him with pantyhose everywhere.
So he had like some – he's supposed to be releasing an album, and which if you know Kanye West, the day he says he's going to release an album, there's a 0% chance he's going to release an album on that day.
Bingo.
But on Thursday night, I believe it was Thursday night, he held like a listening party – for the album at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And I don't – look, truthfully, people can text it in, 786-360-790. I don't know if I got fooled on Twitter. I don't know. That's why I wanted to see if you saw this. But apparently, he set up shop in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Have you seen this, Steven? He literally set up shop in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then there was like an Atlanta United game, the MLS team that plays there. And Kanye West was spotted with pantyhose on his face just walking around Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Is this real, Steve? Or, like, am I getting duped by Photoshop?
I'm not too sure because I believe it, too. I think it says that he's literally has, like, a space set up at Mercedes-Benz Arena. I mean, knowing
Kanye. And, like, he's finishing his album there.
I mean, and knowing Kanye, that kind of is kind of on brand for him, I would say. So, yeah. I believe it.
Oh, so he's living at Mercedes, or like he's working out of, or living at Mercedes Stadium?
Something like that.
If the reports are true, he is living at Mercedes-Benz Stadium until the album gets released.
It's like he's in prison.
You know, you know what? Now Arthur Blank is a cool dude. Like I can see Arthur Blank if he went to Arthur and was like, "Hey, I wanna live here for 2 months, finish my album." Like, honestly, it's great marketing. Because now we're saying Mercedes-Benz Stadium over and over again. And, you know, the what they want to do, eyes and ears and marketing. But I can see Arthur Blank doing this. Kanye's a weirdo. I don't like him. He said he was Jesus. That's when he lost me. You're not Jesus. You're Kanye West. But, yeah, this is actually kind of intelligent if you think about it business-wise.
You say Arthur Blank is a nice guy. Like, I don't doubt that. I'm sure had Kanye West contacted him and been like, "Hey, like, I want to stay here. This is a win-win for both of us." But I don't think it goes down that way. I literally think Kanye is like, I'm staying here. And then they're like,
Solana, okay. It's called trespassing.
No, but like, what are they going to do? Like, Solana, it's Kanye West. Like, what are they going to do? Like, oh, arrest him for trespassing. He's like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm going to stay here.
I don't yet. And I know you haven't been arrested. We have stories. I think we're going to play my arrest stories this week.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Solana,
it
doesn't work that way. You don't say, hey, you're breaking the law.
No.
Oh, no, take it easy. I'm fine.
No.
That's not how it works.
No, but like, you think Arthur Blank would be like, yeah, let's have Kanye West arrested.
Why are you calling him Blank?
Yeah, why are you making him French?
What is Blank? Arthur? He's Arthur Blank.
No, like Arthur Blank.
It's not Blank.
B-L-A-N-C, Arthur Blank.
His name is Arthur Blank.
It's like the pen, Mont Blanc.
No.
You know, you've gotten a Mont Blanc before, right? For sure, somebody's gifted you a Mont Blanc before.
And I put it on my shelf like a trophy because it was like a $100 pen. I'm never going
to
use it.
The pen thing is the most ridiculous thing. My parents used to do that. Like when my brother graduated college, they went to Mont Blanc. I remember they're going to Mont Blanc and they bought him like this nice pen because he was going into the business world. Mom, don't ever buy me a bleeping pen. Like, I'm good with the pen. Buy me some meals or something. Like, buy me some shoes. I'm good with the pen. It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
It's actually an old rich guy thing to have your own nice pen in your coat pocket and pull it out when you're like signing off on big business deals. But now, to your point, I think it's like timed out. Like now we e-sign stuff. Like we don't have to be together to get a deal done. But yeah, no, I know, you know, the old rich, you know, stupid rich guys I fish with, they keep a pen on them. And I think it's just like, it's almost like a status thing.
It is. Yeah. Especially when your pen a little heavy, you know, it's not a ballpoint. It's not a big pen, it's a ballpoint pen. Here, have this one.
Yep.
You know,
I have the pen that I signed my second deal with, my second contract with the Dolphins. I have that pen on in my office, like kind of in a little case. Like, and that's all. I used it. I opened it. I used it once and I put it up in a case. Like, this is the pen that I signed the contract that changed my family's
life. Because the second contract for an NFL player, like, you made it.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you get some real money. Yeah. That first contract, everything's relative, but big picture, that first contract, unless you're top 15 in the draft.
Which you thought you may have been, by the way. Yeah, Mel Kiper.
If Mel Kiper's goofy ass was right, I would have had the pen from my first contract. But he was wrong, so I had to wait till my second contract.
How did that happen? Like, how did that play out? I don't think I've ever talked to you about this. Did you know, like, you were playing well. Like, you were good. You had a good couple of seasons. Like, did you know that you were going to get paid? Were there like contract negotiations, or was it kind of just your agent reached out to you? It's like, hey, this is a good deal. Like, maybe you should just take this.
The second contract?
Right.
No, when going into your last year, it's different ways to approach a contract, you know, discussion. But going into my fourth year of my four-year deal, Joel Siegel, and we talked about this, we sent them the contract. They called Joel and was like, hey, Crowder's up after this year. Let's start negotiations throughout this season. You know, they can hopefully get something done and they can offset some money, signing bonus type stuff. So we sent them Brian Urlacher's contract, which was $10 million a year. Everyone in the world knew I wasn't worth $10 million a year, but he was a middle linebacker and I was a middle linebacker and he was the highest paid middle linebacker. So we started at the top. Negotiated all, argued all year long, back and forth at the Dolphins. And then I was going to go into free agency. You know, I've you know, told the story a number of times. And we sent them Urlacher. They sent us back a three-year deal. His was like a 5 or 6 year deal. They sent us back a three-year deal, and then we sent them back a three-year deal and went back and forth for months. And then I end up signing our initial three-year offer after I was ready to go into free agency. I was ready to sell my house and move to another team. At 5 p.m. on the free agency started at midnight. The day before free agency started, 5 p.m., 7 hours before free agency, the Dolphins called and was like, the contract's at the facility if Crowder's around. I went over, signed it, and that was that.
That's got to feel good, though, right? Like, the Dolphins wanted you to stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were holding out. And like I said, I got to a point where it was like, I'm gone. Like, I was on South Beach with my buddy. Like, I partied that whole offseason up to free agency because I was like, man, let me enjoy Miami because I'm not here anymore. Like, I was ready. I was, in my mind, I'm leaving. And they called back and was like, hey, we'll give you the three-year deal from – I think it was like 4 or 5 months before we presented that to them and they gave us that deal and the rest is history.
Did you have, and I don't know if you've talked about this before, maybe you have, did you have like in your head a plan? Like, all right, like I kind of want to go play here. I've always liked the Vikings organization or you're from Tampa, you grew up in Tampa, you grew up in Atlanta as well. Like, did you have in your head the Dolphins and you, it just didn't work out? This is what I want to do next. Like, you had maybe told your agent, find me a spot here in these three teams.
No. It sounds good. Like, I had never thought that way. It was all about money. And I know it sounds shallow, but
nah, I mean,
it's really what it is. Yeah. Like, whoever's going to pay me the most. And it got to a point where I was like, I got to make $5 million a year. That was kind of the number. Like, 3 is 15, 4 is 20. Like, that was the number we had set in our minds. So that was the starting point of a negotiation. Like, if it's not 5 a year, don't even speak to me. And then it manifested.
Man, to be an NFL player.
Well, the Dolphins released me. And
yeah, very
one
true.
Year left in my contract. Very true. To cut it, you know.
They still gave you your second deal, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know, we living okay. I'm not eating tuna every night. If I keep gambling with Hawk, I'm going to eat tuna every night. But as I sit here today, I can have a steak once a week.
Are you guys, is the consortium active right now? Like, is Hawk texting you guys about potential deals? He's on vacation with his family, so I don't know. I don't know how that's working out.
No, he hasn't, and please don't talk it up. Okay. Let him just enjoy his beignets in New Orleans, whatever he's doing, because once he starts gambling, that's just loss.
He's coming back 30 pounds heavier.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Now that he just eats.
Right. Right. Like I'm telling you, snap me. Beignets for breakfast, along with waffles, eggs. Like, he's coming back 30 pounds heavier.
I was in New Orleans. I was telling him, like, what's it called? Galveston. It's like a beach, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's out, and it's like older city. It's not as, you know, city. It's just more like the out in the woods a little bit and has beautiful beaches and stuff. I was telling him about different other aquarium right on the river. Like, I'm telling him about, like, things you have to see in New Orleans. All he's doing is talking about food. Oh, I'm going to get me some gumbo. Oh, man, the beignets for breakfast. I'm like, what about the aquarium? He didn't even respond.
By the way, po' boys, overrated.
Who?
Totally. Po' boy. Miss me with the po' boy.
Like, overrated it, how? Like,
all right, it's a sandwich, but the bread, it's so much bread. And then whatever's being put, so typically it's like shrimp or fried gator. I've had a fried gator po' boy, and I was so excited when I went to New Orleans. And what you're putting into the bread, it doesn't even close like a sandwich because the filling is just, there's just too much of it to go into the sandwich. Because it's like a hoagie almost.
Yes.
And then you have to eat it with a fork.
Huh?
Yeah, you have to eat it with a fork.
No, because you ate yours with a fork because you're goofy.
No, you can't close the hoagie.
Just use your hands.
You can't close the po' boy.
You have thumbs?
Because it comes, like, the shrimp comes out. So then you're stuck with either eating the po' boy, what's in it, like the shrimp or the fried gator, with a fork and knife, and then you're just left with bread. I don't want that. Like, why do I just want bread? Or you're eating a bunch of bread and like half of the shrimp that's going in the po' boy, the rest of it's falling on your plate, then you have to eat it with your hands or with a fork out of the plate.
You don't know how to eat a sandwich?
No, I know how to eat a sandwich.
That's
I think
what
the,
it is.
No, I think the po' boy is a poorly constructed idea or a poorly constructed sandwich. It's just the whole thing is poorly constructed. They need to figure out different bread to meat ratio for the po' boy.
I'll go with you. The bread shouldn't be as thick. But right. All the stuff falling out of the sandwich, it's like you get overwhelmed when the ketchup drips off your hamburger.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate. No, seriously. It is the dumbest thing ever. You're in the drive-thru line. This ever happened to you. You're in the drive-thru line. You get your burger or your chicken sandwich. You bite into it, and all of a sudden you look down. All the mayo, the ketchup is running out the back, down onto your lap. What the hell? Like, pour it the right way.
You know what you got to do?
There's a reason why one squirt. That's it. You're good. I don't need 3 pounds of mayo on my burger. One squirt, and you're good.
Got to rotate your buns, man. Get it and move your bun around a little bit and spread out. You know what? I'll teach you how to eat a burger and a sandwich.
I don't need you to rotate my buns.
You don't know how to eat a sandwich?
I don't need you to teach me how to rotate my buns.
I'll do it for you.
I'm good.
I'll do it. I'll wear gloves.
We're going to play Who Got Funky in the next segment. We're going to continue the best of Hawk and Crowder week. We played Channing Crowder breaking up with his girlfriend in the 2 o'clock hour with a Boys to Men soundtrack, or a soundtrack which included Boys to Men. Later on in the show, we're also going to play Hawk explaining how Batman is half man, half bat. I'm sure that will elicit a bunch of text messages. Again, coming up in the next segment, Who Got Funky? Let me run through headlines really quickly here, Crowder. They're brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. The Marlins, they're off today. They'll play a 2-game series in Baltimore beginning tomorrow. They split their series with the Padres over the weekend, picked up a win 9-3 over San Diego last night at Lone Depot Park. Inter Miami, they drew 1-1 versus Philadelphia. They'll play Montreal on Saturday. The Panthers, they re-signed Sam Bennett today to a 4-year deal. I know Panther fans are excited about that. And Team USA basketball, they lost their opener versus France 83-76. We talked about it with Brian Scalabrine in the last hour. They'll play Iran on Wednesday. United States men's national team, not in the Olympics, but in the Gold Cup. They beat Jamaica 1-0 yesterday in the quarterfinals. They'll play Qatar in the semifinal on Thursday. And your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. Who got funky coming up here momentarily?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You were supposed to homintosh me a couple months ago. You ain't never homintosh me.
I'm gonna.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in. None of them wanna get with me. Arthur Blank with a K, jackass.
His name's Arthur Blank. You made him a pin. Arthur Blank.
Blank. Arthur Blank. It's a good point. Then they text in, same person. It's Solano. It's not Solano. It's Solana. Shaking my head. It's a good point. Because I do get on people when they mispronounce my name.
So, all right, get Arthur Blank's right, okay?
All right. All right. Good point. Good point, Texter. I am a jackass. Thank you. Good point. Somebody else texts in, Solana, you had a poorly constructed po' boy at one place. They are certainly not overrated. Go find somewhere else and enjoy. And they said, actually, Popeye's Chicken used to have an amazing po' boy. If they still have it, get it with the blackened chicken. I promise you, it's freaking amazing.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good point. Because you just, how many po' boys have you had?
Like two or three, all in New Orleans. I've never had them outside of NOLA.
Oh, was it like a legendary place? Was it a night? Like, was there, you know what? Hell with the legendary. Did you have to wait in line to get it?
I did.
Oh, okay, because that's what if you don't wait in line, it can't be that damn good.
No, I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing. I went to New Orleans. I don't love fish, but I said, I'm in NOLA. I'm going to have fried gator. And then I had a shrimp one, a fried shrimp one. And then I had a chicken one. And the whole time I'm like, I'd rather just have a sub. Like, I'd rather just have a pub sub. But just give me a pub sub.
It's a pub sub.
No, but it's not. Like, it's
you the like way, the chicken. You like the chicken tender pub sub?
Yeah.
They fire. Cut up the meat.
Love
they, it. It's that's what a po' boy is. It's meat, lettuce, cut up, put into a little damn.
They gotta
bun.
Do a better job at figuring out the meat to bread ratio. That's all I'm saying. Like, no less do a better job at that.
Isn't it as much meat as possible? Like, that's what I want all the meat. I want a lot of meat, just meat, meat, meat.
Turn into Arby's for a second.
I for real.
We have like, all the meat.
I okay, want the meat. And then if a shrimp falls out, I eat it later with some ketchup. But
I guess that makes sense.
Heavy meat.
That makes sense. Like, give me as much meat, right? Bang for my buck, I guess. Yes. But, man, like, I prefer just a comfortable eating situation. Like, you know, like, if things are falling out of the sand, it's just too much for me. Just a comfortable eating situation where my hands aren't going to be dirty, and I'm eating a sandwich that was made properly. That's what I'm looking for.
So a shrimp falling out your sandwich is devastating to you.
One shrimp, fine. The whole sandwich falling out because there's just too much of it. Po' boy, man.
Man, you're a spoiled boy is what you are.
Let's get to Who Got Funky. It's brought to you by Funky Buddha. Do we have a big open for Who Got Funky? Anybody?
I think so, don't we?
Do we have a big... Oh, that's me. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Crank it up.
That's right.
Solana?
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky. Funky. Funky.
I can't get enough of that funky stuff.
You know it's funky, funky, funky because you heard it from Hissy.
Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder?
Got Funky on Hawkman and Crowder again, brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer. We love the hard seltzers on our show. Unleash your funk today. Somebody else texts in, said the dude who waited in line for Subway pasta. Again, good point. Very good point.
Don't want a shrimp to fall out the plate.
What's your Who Got Funky, Crowder?
Mine is, and it was surprising, we were talking about Olympics earlier, and, you know, you watch and they go through the little highlights and all, and my girl, Hadalyn Diaz from the
Funky.
Philippines. There was the first time the Philippines have won a gold medal. She's a weightlifter. She's 4'11". She's like 100 pounds. She cleaned and jerked over 260 pounds at 100
what?
Pounds. The first gold medal for the Philippines in 97
funky.
Years. That's funky. You're doing something haven't done in 97
funky.
Years in your whole country. That's funky. Hadalyn Diaz of the Philippines, she got funky this weekend.
Funky.
Leroy Horde has texted me, please call me. You guys are ruining my hometown.
Hell no, Solana. Big dog, it's Solana. I love me a po' boy.
Nah, I mean, Leroy, they should make them better. I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe we'll call Leroy in the next segment.
What do you want, like a po' boy empanada? You want everything encapsulated?
Actually, yes. Everything closed together.
Get it to empanada. It's not a po' boy.
Steven, who got funky this weekend?
I'm going to give it to the Florida Panthers, or I guess mainly Bill Zito for making a bunch of moves over the weekend. Well, first of all, we mentioned he re-signed Sam Bennett. But he also traded for Sam Reinhart, which is one of two players from Buffalo that I know. I'm not going to act like I know how great he is, but from what I could tell, he's pretty good. A lot of Buffalo fans are mad because it seems that the Panthers fleeced the Sabres for this. And now, interesting little stat here, the Panthers now have 3 of the top 4 picks from the 2014 NHL draft.
Hey.
Funky.
Look at that. That is funky.
Funky.
I don't know anything about Sam Reinhart, but I know if Buffalo fans are upset, I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, Buffalo Sabres fan, Buffalo whatever, like, if you're upset because a team from South Florida did something to upset you, that makes me very happy. Very, very happy.
Yeah, he's also scored 40 points each season since he's been a full-time starter, so that's pretty good.
I have family in Buffalo, Crowder. They're all big Bills fans. Well, they live in Rochester, New York. I've told you, my family in Rochester, New York. These people, God bless them. Love them. They wake up, game day, 6 a.m., start chugging Labatt Blues. I mean, I just, for the life of me, can't, drink a Funky Buddha. You know what I mean? What is that? What are you doing?
Labatt Blues.
It is the most disgusting thing ever.
6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
I'm sure they're fans of, you know, of sporting teams, but I think that's more alcoholic than anything else.
Maybe. Right, yeah.
Not to judge your family.
Maybe we should make fun of them too much. It is a disease. So. my who got funky is going to go – this one's a weird one. So I'm going to go with Inter Miami, not because they tied yesterday, Crowder, because as you established in the first hour, you either win or you lose, mm-hmm. right? So you don't believe in a tie – as they do in soccer. Inter Miami, though, not the team, but the organization, they came into this game 6-game losing streak. They had just lost a game like 4-5-0, their last game. The team's a total disaster. They hadn't scored a goal in I don't know how many minutes, like 500 minutes. They have every reason for fans to be upset with them, for fans to already start writing this team off. And if you would have seen the stadium last night, at kickoff, you would have thought this is the best team in South Florida. You would have thought that they've been on a tear like the Heat have been over the past 2 decades, that they have a young draft pick like Tua Tagovailoa to get fans excited. Inter Miami clearly is funky, period.
Funky.
Because no matter how bad they are, they've given every reason for arguably the most fair weather fan base in sports here in South Florida, right? Like, I don't think I'm speaking out of term here. When the Marlins aren't playing well, nobody goes to the Marlins games. When the Dolphins aren't playing well, people go watch the Dolphins anyways. But when the Heat aren't playing well, people don't go watch the Heat. In South Florida, it's not an indictment on us. We like a winner. We like teams that are playing good. It becomes an event, and we go out there, and we root on our teams that deserve to be cheered for. And Inter Miami has given this city every reason not to root for them, or this area, because they're not in Miami, they're in Fort Lauderdale. And people go out there anyways. People drive down from Miami up there anyways. People in Fort Lauderdale have embraced this team. So the organization and David Beckham, despite being, for the most part, pretty bad, truthfully, pretty bad, people love them anyways. So that's my who got funky for this week.
Funky.
It was sticky out there. I'm looking at a little highlight reel right now.
Crazy.
Goodness.
It was crazy.
Sticky.
I don't know what you mean by sticky.
It's
humid.
No. Huh? It's just, you know, it's just action. Just dibbles and dabbles everywhere.
Yeah, no, but Solana's got a point. Like, I sometimes wonder if people in Fort Lauderdale have seen this team play, because every game, getting their asses kicked, and people are going. I guess because it's the new thing, but man. Shout out to people in Fort Lauderdale for going those games.
I'm not hating on them, by the way.
No.
I can appreciate love for a club, but
it's like the one thing this team has.
Crowder,
is the fans.
If I would have told you prior to this year, we're going to start an MLS team in South Florida, and They're going to do everything wrong through two seasons, and they're going to be on a six-game losing streak or five-game losing streak, and that fifth game that they lost was by 4 goals. The very next game on a Sunday night at 8 p.m., if I would have told you that game is packed, you would have told me you're crazy. Nobody's going to that game.
All family members.
Nobody's going to that game.
Yeah, that's a family member game there.
Unbelievable what is happening with inner Miami, or as some people joke, Fort Lauderdale, inner Fort Lauderdale, whatever you want to call them, and no matter how bad they are, give credit to the fans.
Yes.
And also, you say that ties don't matter, but my Papa John's discount begs the difference.
Hey, that's right.
All you need to do is just not lose, and I get 50% off.
As long as Inter Miami doesn't lose, you get the Papa John's discount.
That ain't, you know, that's a good thing. The Heat like that? Don't the Heat have a pizza deal, too?
They got to win, though. If the Heat win, the next day, 50% off. Yeah. If the Marlins win,
the Marlins one is iffy because it's not whether they win. They need to score 5 runs.
Oh.
So if they win, but they win 3-2, you're not getting half off.
They don't score five runs too often.
That's the thing. So if they, but if they lose and they score 5 runs, you still win, but they don't score runs, period. So, yeah.
But we always, South Florida, and you kind of insinuated it, where South Florida fans get a bad rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This team is an expansion team. It's 2 years, and it was through COVID and all that crap. I know they have the names, and you tell them I don't know any. All I know is Robbie Robinson,
whoever his name is, who scored yesterday.
Yeah, that's all I know because he was great in college. That's the extent of my inner Miami knowledge. But through the bad times, expansion team is going to be terrible. The Buccaneers were terrible for years.
Yeah, but
they won 3 Super Bowls already.
But when it comes to MLS, the last few expansion teams that have come in, like Atlanta. And Orlando City had a bit of a slow start, but they're good now. They said Atlanta and LAFC, like those three teams, are good now.
But so
and they were good from the start.
To Stevens, I think expectations shouldn't be heightened for Inter Miami. Like I was fine with Inter Miami not making the playoffs the first year, and even this year they don't make the playoffs. Fine, but at least give me a decent product on the field. At least don't be a disaster on and off the field. And They bring this guy in, Blaise Matuidi. He's supposed to be one of our big signings. Left the field at halftime last game because he was frustrated with the coach taking him out. Like, everything around this organization has been a total disaster. Total. Their GM that they signed last year, Hawk would be so upset if he was here right now because we've spent the last 5 minutes talking about it in Miami. But I'm
going to
take advantage. Crowder, they hired a GM to really take off for the expansion franchise. And they kind of just gave him the keys to everything. Go ahead, do whatever you want. And it resulted in them being fined. It's the biggest fine in MLS history because he messed up the cap situation so much. He went around league rules, thought he was doing something legal. Everything they've done has been a disaster. Everything.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Have y'all heard that phrase?
Funky.
Come on, Matuidi.
That's your who got funky.
This man's name is Matuidi?
Blaise Matuidi.
He ain't gonna make it. Blaise Matuidi.
Nah, he's pretty good. He made it already.
I see.
He's pretty good.
they tied a game and y'all are celebrating.
He's
I see how they're
good.
He's gotta be great.
That's again brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Unleash your funk today. So what do you think? Should we call Leroy Horde in the next segment? He's gonna yell at me.
He's gonna yell at you.
He's just gonna yell at me.
I enjoy Leroy.
Okay.
You do what you want.
Do we have enough? Do we have 45 minutes for him to give us his point? Like, do we have enough time?
To play something this hour.
We could. We could push it back. I don't know. We'll see. I'll text Leroy. We'll see. Maybe Leroy Horde next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Funky
Hawk and Crowder.
So I called Leroy Horde. And Crowder, he's just going to yell at me now for like 10 minutes.
He needs to.
He's just going
to
yell at me.
Bad mouth of po' boy. Who the hell bad mouths po' boys?
I think it's overrated. I just think.
Oh, there you go again. You said it again?
If I'm going to New Orleans, and I've been several times, and like I love the food there, and I was so excited to try different types of foods. And everybody tells you, you're going to New Orleans? Oh, you got to get a po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple, you know, try fried shrimp, whatever.
Yeah, like oysters. You had an oyster one?
Right. Like everybody tells you to try po' boys. Get several of them. And like when everybody tells you about a specific type of food, you expect it to be one of the best things you do or eat or try in that city. And that wasn't my experience.
Well, you know, you done ran Leroy hot.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Leroy Horde, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I don't even know if I need to introduce him like that, because you can hear him on 790 The Ticket, the morning show. Go ahead, Leroy. Are you upset with me? Because you texted me call you.
I'm not upset. Here's the problem. Okay? What kind of fancy-ass kid are you that you say, I don't like it. It got too much meat.
Too much?
It was falling off. Really? I'm in Publix trying to get them to put an extra 10 chicken tender on there because they just count for it. Don't matter if they're big or small. You go to New Orleans, my hometown, and they overstuff it, and you complain.
Just give me a good... No, Leroy, just give me a better bread to meat ratio. That's all I'm asking for.
Really?
Just give me a better...
Really?
Hey, if you went to a restaurant, you ordered a burger, and the patty was 8 times the size of the bread, the burger bun, you would look at them and be like, what the hell is this? Wouldn't you?
I would tell you this. You know what's worse? If you got a big old bun and a little bitty ass patty.
For sure.
We're fighting. Everybody in your restaurant. Everybody. Everybody getting the beat down. But here's the deal with New Orleans.
You make a good point, though, man. Who complains about too much meat? You just have to pay for too much meat. And this crazy kid said he done one falling out of his bun.
Crowder, I got one for you. Perk. Remember Perk?
Yeah.
He said he don't like the spotters because they put too much meat on the sandwich.
You and Perk. Solana and Perk, y'all need to go eat together.
I like La Spada's, though. Leroy, here's the thing. La Spada's, their meat-to-bread ratio, it works out. Goodness. You could wrap the bread around the meat, no problem.
Hey.
And there's not meat falling out everywhere. Like, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. My problem is you eat, it's this old-ass French baguette you're getting in New Orleans.
It's not a French baguette, dude.
It's this old-ass French
baguette.
It's stale as hell.
They don't do French baguette.
It's stale
French
as hell.
French baguette is not French baguette. Crowder, let me ask you something. You like fried shrimp?
Love it.
You like fried oysters?
Love them.
I'm going to give you a sandwich, and when you're done, I'm going to give you a couple extra shrimp and oysters on the side. That's what a po' boy is in New Orleans.
Oh,
come on. I love it.
Nonsense. It's not a couple extra. It's the whole sandwich.
All you got to do is, if you go with some friends, you eat your po' boy and you go, hey, try one of these shrimp. They're delicious.
What?
This is about community. They give you so much so you can share.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Solana, you want me to tell you what you don't sleep on?
What?
A roast beef po' boy. Because how they do it, the roast beef is cooked in the au jus, right?
Ooh.
And when they put it on the sub, it's a little moist. So you don't have to dip it. And that is off the chain. With seasonings and stuff like that. But come on, man. Hey, and let me explain something to you. Everybody in New Orleans don't eat gator meat. I don't know why everybody think they got to go to New Orleans and eat some gator.
Where else am I going to? I mean, here in Florida and then in New Orleans. It's supposed to be good. But you ask people when I was in New Orleans, what should I get in this po' boy? I've already had shrimp. I've had the mussel one. Oh, have you tried the fried gator?
Beef.
Have you tried the fried gator? They tell you. The people in New Orleans tell you to have the fried gator po' boy.
Really?
Yeah.
What people? What do you mean? What do you mean to you people? What
no,
people?
No. I'm talking about the locals. The locals.
Hey, come on.
Howdy,
you see how nervous he got? Why are you so scared, man? I'm just messing with you.
Leroy, he looked up at me like I can save him. I was like, look over here.
I need a lifeline.
You dug your own grave.
You know, speaking of which, I love a good po' boy, Leroy. Now that you mention it, I'm a big fan of the po' boy.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like this. First of all, if you went somewhere in the French Quarter, you have to understand that food down there is designed for tourists.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're going to spend $1 million for Louisiana food, but it ain't going to be the New Orleans experience. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just like anywhere down here. If I go to If I go to the Hard Rock and I get Cuban food in the Hard Rock, it might not be as good as the Cuban food I get if I go down to Miami and go to the little corner spot. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I go to Vicky's or somewhere like that, or if I go get an empanada from Half Moon, it's just a different experience. And sometimes people go to the French Quarter, and they think they're getting the best type of Louisiana food, and that's not necessarily true. Although a lot of food down there is delicious, you have to understand that that food is not designed for, like, when you eat New Orleans, if you ain't getting your plate filled up, people ain't coming there. But down in the French Quarter and then the tourist places, they only serving food to get you to enjoy the food. But it don't matter. They don't care if you come back because you're just visiting.
Leroy, we're talking about visiting New Orleans because it gets to me being from Atlanta. It gets to me when somebody talks, you know, randomly finds out I'm from Atlanta and they bring up Varsity. Varsity is disgusting, greasy, nasty food. Like, that doesn't represent Atlanta, but everybody knows about the Varsity.
Right.
Is a po' boy, like, is that the baddest thing in New Orleans, or should there be something else on the hierarchy of food in New Orleans over a po' boy?
There's, like, it depends on where you go. Like, me personally, I would never go to a restaurant and get gumbo. Right? Because gumbo is so much better made at home because of the ingredients in it. And a lot of times in restaurants, they try to, you know, make it all look good for, you know, for people coming into the restaurant. So just homemade gumbo is delicious. I would say a po' boy, and the other thing that you have to experience in New Orleans, you have to go to a Popeye's Chicken in New Orleans because it's unlike any Popeye's you've been to. And so I can't really eat Popeye's anywhere. Like, I won't get chicken. I get a chicken sandwich every now and then from Popeye's down here, but I won't eat the chicken. It's not that I don't like Popeye's. It's just that my experience in New Orleans is so different. You know, like, when I went to high school, we used to get breakfast at Popeye's. Yeah. They got Popeyes in New Orleans where you can get daiquiris. So it's a different, Popeyes itself is a different experience. But I would say if there was one dish that I would say, or one food that I would say you have to get while you in New Orleans, I would say during season, get you a nice crawfish boil. Mm. You know, like you could go into one of them restaurants. You know how down here you get your crab boil? If you go to a nice restaurant, to one of those restaurants, a seafood restaurant, and crawfish are good, like, they'll tell you how the crawfish are. I say, hey, how the crawfish? They'll say, you know what? They're a little bit small. And then you might not mess with them. But if they like medium to big, get your crawfish boil and get you some of the corn, the potatoes, mm-hmm. the shrimp, all that season just thrown on your plate on a piece of paper and have at it. That's what I would suggest. A po' boy is just, you know, it's a sandwich, to be honest with you. You know, it's just one of the things about New Orleans that makes it so enticing is the fact that they put so much food on the sandwich, Solana.
No, but, I mean, the way you just said it right there, it's a sandwich. Right, that's it. Like, there's nothing special about it. There's nothing special about a po' boy.
Hey,
nothing special about it.
Hey, if you go to New Orleans, you get a po' boy. Right?
Right?
I don't care what restaurant you go to in the world, right? It ain't good as a po' boy from New Orleans. Just like, guess what? I ain't going to Atlanta and tell them, give me a Cuban.
Nah, no, but you ever good go point. To Philly? No, you go to Philadelphia, their cheesesteaks, they suck. You get a better Philadelphia cheesesteak here in Miami.
Hey.
Right, the cheesesteaks in Philly suck.
I'm pretty much telling you. I speak for all my homies and all my people in New Orleans, don't come back. We don't need you.
No, I actually have a trip planned already to NOLA. Send me their numbers.
Hey.
Send me their numbers. Hey. I'd love to hang out.
Hey, let me call. I'm gonna call Leonard Fournette, Honey Badger. I'm gonna call all my boys and tell them, hey, check this out. Solana's not welcome.
No, I mean I'm going back. Like, I already have a trip planned, so I'll send me their numbers. I'd love to connect.
Get them beat up, Leroy.
But the thing is, Solana, there's nowhere. The thing about New Orleans that makes New Orleans so awesome, because it's not like Miami. It's different in itself. But the two things that make New Orleans unique is, one, you could get drunk as a skunk all times of day.
Yep.
They don't care how old you are. If you got a little facial hair, they'll sell it to you. And it's hard to go somewhere and get bad food.
That's true.
And there's only a handful of places in the world that you could say that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. You might not like the setup of the Po' Boy, but if you go to a competent restaurant and close your eyes and point to something on the menu, if you're in New Orleans, it's going to be good.
I'm with you, though. Like, I loved Nola. I love the cuisine at Nola.
Hey. Don't say that.
No, I mean, I love Nola. Mm-hmm. Like, I was...
called it Nola!
I mean, I can't wait to go back to Nola.
I can't wait to be in Nola. You're going to get jumped as soon as you hit the street.
That's what I want to happen. Let's make that happen, Leroy. Yeah.
He's going to say, I went to New Orleans, and I got the Po' Boy like Leroy said, and I said, this is the best thing before the Nola. I got jumped.
I want to be there.
They won't mess with an athlete like me, Leroy. So don't worry about it.
Make sure you cut that ponytail off.
Thanks, Leroy. Thank you.
All right, bro.
Oh, I want to make that happen.
I'll go to Nola. I love Nola.
Do you feel good saying that?
Everybody calls it Nola.
Who?
What are you talking about?
In your family?
Everybody
who?
You tell people I'm going to Nola. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, they laugh at you.
Get out of here. Come
you
on.
Back.
Come
They're
on.
Laughing.
All right, let's take a quick break here. In the next hour, I don't know how we got bogged down with Po' Boys and Nola, but in the next hour, Hawk will tell you, as we continue our best of Hawk and Crowder week, why Batman is indeed half man and half bat.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.